One of the fascinating things as we prepare collectively for Zman Matan Torasenu, it's really the notion that of all mitzvos, let's say the Dalad Minim, or Sukkah, or Shofar, or Makeh, Mezuzah, Tefillin especially is highly regulated by these halachos Moshe Misinai, 10 halachos Moshe Misinai. So mitzvos Talmud Torah, which is connected kulam, you would think that there would be like a very clear prescription for what exactly one is obligated to study. It would either be spelled out in the Chumash itself, or certainly spelled out in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And the truth of the matter is that it's remarkably scant, if you think about it, right? What do we have? We have the Gemara in the first parak of Brachos, Olam Yashim Adam Parash Yosef Yimatzibor, Shnai Mikra Ve'achat Targum. Yes, we have that. That's a makor, but again, that seems to be prima facie relatively tangential to trying to understand how exactly we're supposed to go about what the substance of the mitzvah is. We have a little bit more in terms of the method of acquisition, right? Clearly, it takes a lot of work. So we know that it's all inclusive, but in terms of the substance of what exactly a person should be focusing on, I think it's quite remarkable that there's really very little by way of direction. Now, again, we have another Gemara, Kol Ashona Halachos Bechol Yom Uvtachu Sho Ben Olam Haba. So that's obviously a good thing. A person should be Shona Halachos Bechol Yom. The last Gemara in Shas and Masechta Nida, but still, it doesn't tell you which halachos or in what order. So there's a lot that really needs to be specified, a lot that needs to be understood. So certainly one Gemara that comes to mind, I would argue maybe the Gemara that substantively actually is most controlling in terms of being Nifsak Lalach on the Rambam, in the wake of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is the Gemara of the Olam Yishalesh Adam Shinosav. And the basic premise that I'm going to lay out, everybody's access to the Makoros, you have Makoros? Okay. Is that we have actually two different Gemaras where this is brought up. One of Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, which I'll read first. And then the primary source, I call it the primary source, is the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, which I think gives us a little bit of a different presentation. And in light of the different presentation, I think it's really the Gemara in Kiddushin's presentation that opens up a variety of different understandings and really changes the way that we might think about this din, which we're about to encounter, the Olam Yishalesh Adam Shnosav. And it's in light of the Gemara in Kiddushin that a spectrum of views within the Rishonim is going to develop, and even the possibility for what would seem really impossible at the beginning, the notion of a differentiated curriculum. So, Hazman Katsar V'Amlacha Merubah, so let's jump right in. So Rami, if you don't mind taking the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, followed by the Gemara in Kiddushin, I'd like to try to delineate where I see the distinctions and then to take it from there. Okay, so the Gemara says that there is a din that a person has to divide his years, Shnosav, Shlish b'Mikra, Shlish b'Mishnah, Shlish b'Talmud. The Gemara seems to take that very seriously. It said, but if only I knew that I would live exactly 120 years, so maybe I could do 40, 40, 40, like the Gemara says about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he was so sick that Prakmatia, then he learned for 40 years, he taught for 40 years. Okay, fine. But the problem is I don't know exactly what the numerator is going to be, even if I have to divide it by 3, but the question is, what number? So, din of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, it just sounds like a din in Talmud Torah, that there are 3 Chadrei Torah, Mikra, Tanakh, Mishnah, let's call it what we would refer to today as Bekiyas, even though that might be already taking a little bit of a stand, and then Talmud, which is, the higher level analysis, that everybody's obligated, and this is simply a din. We're not, speculating as to what the reason for this din is, but this is the din of the Gemara. And so the Gemara then says, but, if it's really going to be so restricted or rigorous in terms of the standard, miyodea kamachayi, so we say lo tzricha leyome. So you should divide, maybe, let's say, your days in this way. So let's take a look at Rashi. In the fourth source, we'll come back to the Meiri. Right, so Rashi says, and obviously, Beis Yamim Talmud. Right, so that actually you're just dividing it, sort of by weeks. So what are you doing on Shabbos? Nibuke Yosef answers that question of a Shabbos. Yishana Koma Shalambad Bechol Yimei HaShavua, right, that you're supposed to do Chazara on Shabbos. It's a really fascinating understanding of Shabbos in general. Again, this is like basically within the idea, you know, of having a simple din, that you're supposed to divide your time into three equal portions. And again, we're not speculating as to what the reason for that might be. And so the Baal HaTosos is also basically in the same kivun. Yishalish Adam Shnosav, so this is the sixth source. I haven't forgot about the Gemara and Kiddushin. We're going to get there. But go ahead, Rami. Right, probably the simple interpretation of days, they're saying, isn't the way that Rashi's interpreting. Is that, according to Rashi, it probably should really say l'shavua, it should say weeks, but that's what Tosus is criticizing. Which is a shocking question. No, the kasha in Rashi is, you might have one extra day in your life of Mishnah, or one extra day in your life of Mikra, one extra life in your, you know, day in your life of Talmud. I would have thought that the answer to that question would be Ones Rachmana Patre, right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to hold you into account if a person passes away, you know, and they had an extra day of Mikra. But the fact that Tosas is asking the question, right, Eitan, is sort of bespeaks the notion that they were taking this in a very rigid way, in a very shockingly rigid way, I would say. Okay. Okay, so we'll come back to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam a little bit later, but the Baal HaTosos also in the first day seem to, you know, subscribe to this idea that there is a din, that you have to divide your learning time into three. And that doesn't tell you where within Tanakh, it doesn't tell you necessarily how a person is going to focus within the realm of Mishnah or Yedios, and maybe that's where we'd integrate for a different time, En Adam Lo Meidel Makom Shalibo Chafetz. So maybe you have a certain flexibility within these Chatri HaTorah, but again, the impression that I want you to walk away from Rashi, from the Mukhei Yosef, from Tosos, is there's this very restrictive concept, you know, regarding a din that you have to divide your life and your career in Limud HaTorah into three equal areas. And we're extremely concerned about any unfairness, right, Avi? Even an extra day, Tosa says, you know, Rashi's scheme is going to lend itself. Person passes away on Monday, so then it wasn't really equal. And that's kind of like a little bit of a shocking perspective. So now let's go back to the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, and we're going to read something which sounds superficially very similar, but it's really going to open up the entire sugya. Okay, so Amar Safra Mishum Rabishu Ben Chananya, Maidich Siv, Go ahead, Rami, v'shinantam levanecha, that you should sharpen it amongst your children or your talmidim. Al tikri v'shinantam ela. They were absolutely expert, right? They knew the midpoint of the Torah in terms of osios, darash, Moshe, vihinei soraf, right? Parsha Shmini, that's chatzion shel tevos, go ahead, v'hiskalach, v'sanetek lo yigaleach, right? We're happy if we even know the pasuk that it's being referred to, right? Okay, shel psukim, that's the middle pasuk in the Chumash, yichar semena chazer miyar, ayin diyar chatzion shel tehillim, v'hu racham yichapir avon, that's chatzia de psukim, that's the midpoint of psukim. So what is the distinction between the presentation of Avodah Zarah and the presentation of Kiddushin, which can now sort of lend itself to, I think, an entire different school of thought within Rishonim, certainly most famously amongst the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, less famously for the Ran and the Ritva and others. Go ahead, Eitan. Oh, beautiful. You couldn't have said it any better. Al tikre vishinantem ela vishilashtem. That vishilashtem is a method through which one will achieve mastery of kol haTorah kula. Now, once you understand that it's really a din in mastery, so that doesn't automatically mean that we're going to be more flexible in terms of, you know, our understanding of how much time, but potentially it does. Right? You might say, like, if mastery for Torah for this person is going to involve 2 hours of Mikra and 6 hours of Gemara, so, or vice versa, based on who they are, right, or where they are in their development and learning, if the whole idea is mastery, so then maybe that will give you some flexibility. Because the mechayiv is vishinantem. The method is vishilashtem. Right? You wouldn't have had that impression for the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. So what I'm trying to do is trying to establish the chakiras. It's just a din. And that's how you have Shitas Rashi and the Mukhe Yosef in the first day in Tosos. Or is it a method? And if it's a method towards a particular goal, so then we can develop some kind of flexibility. And the idea that it's mastery, how is that confirmed by the Hemsheikh of the Gemara? How do we really see that play itself out, Eitan?
Because the Gemara goes on to know how these mastered.
Excellent, right. They knew things down to the level of the Os, right? Just, you know, not necessarily the most, you know, substantive chidushim, but just the mastery of Torah was incredibly impressive. Okay, so the Meiri, along these lines, if you take a look in the third source, okay, go ahead, Avi. That's kind of an amazing word in its own right, regav, right, to the point of, you know, a moment itself. Right, so again, Meiri seems to understand that the method is Yeshalish Adam, but the goal is Yediyas Kol Hadvarim. And that's where Shitas Rabbeinu Tam comes in, right? Where Rabbeinu Tam says, Nir Rabbeinu Tam, the end of Tosos and Avodah Zarah. So one way of interpreting Rabbeinu Tam is to say, I think, you know, in a rather unambitious way, is that he seemed that there's a kind of like a pro forma obligation. So you have to hit Mikra, you have to hit Mishnah, you have to hit Talmud, and that's all in the Talmud Bavli, and all of that is achieved. I think another way, I think a more, you know, generous way of interpreting Rabbeinu Tam is that he wasn't saying it's a pro forma obligation, but maybe he interpreted in light of the Gemara Kiddushin. The whole point is to achieve mastery. And, you know, our approach to that, the way that we think about that is through the Talmud Bavli, which also includes Mikra, which also includes Mishnah, but it's, right, the Talmud Bavli is built in such a way that it's marshaling the amount of Mikra that you're going to need, maybe not comprehensively, it doesn't quote every single Pasuk in Tanakh, I think there's a quote about a third of the Pasukim in Tanakh are quoted in the Talmud Bavli, right? Certainly you have many of the Mishnayos, not all of them, you don't have all of Taros, you don't have all of Zerahim, but you have a goodly number of Mishnayos in there. And again, if the goal is mastery, and this is how we define mastery, so that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, it's interesting, I'll just, you know, as a Heyara, when the Gemara presents this, Rabbeinu Tam seems to be so meich on this, the Gemara doesn't seem to present it in the, I guess, the most positive light. My Bavel and Rabbi Yochanan, seven sources, Blula Mikra, Blula Mishnah, Blula Talmud. So if you take that in isolation, you come to Rabbeinu Tam's perspective. And then the Gemara goes on to say, B'mach shakim o shivani kimisei olam. Pasuk in Eicha. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, zeh talmuda shel Bavel. It's like walking in the darkness. So Rashi says, Einochen zeim zeh, right, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, with Talmidei Chachamim, were a little bit more collegial with each other. So here they were adversarial in their approach, and sometimes there's something to be said for that. But here it wasn't helpful. Einochen zeim zeh, v'talmudam, Safek biyadam. So again, in the context of the Gemara, it's a little bit of a cherry pick. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that it could work by. I was saying that the whole point is master, and if it's so hard, and it's like walking in the darkness, then you need to spend extra time in order to understand
it. If you take it that way, unless you say the Talmudam Safek biyadam, is that even in the Talmud Bavli itself, that there wasn't as much clarity as, let's say, they achieved in the Yerushalmi. If you look at the preceding lines of the Gemara, they're contrasting Yerushalmi and the Bavli. But there are a little bit of deos like that in Rishonim. I'm just pointing out that context of the Gemara, Ilan, doesn't make it sound like, you know, we should be putting all our eggs in this basket. But, okay. Now, we've developed a basic chakira so far based on two different presentations of what ostensibly is the same din, lo lemishal eshadam shnosav, right, al tikri vishinantem, alo vishilashtem. Vishinantem, as a din of the Gemara, would just, or Vishilashem as the din of the Gemara, would militate in the direction of Rashi in the first day in Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosos, in Ibuke Yosef, The notion of mastery, so that I think is something else entirely, and that starts pointing us in the direction of the Meiri, and potentially Rabbeinu Tam as well. But again, let's say mastery really isn't on the table. So the Drisha immediately weighs in. Go ahead, Avi. You'll see where that number 9 comes from, the Rambam. So certainly the way that Drisha understood Rabbeinu Tam, we presented it as one of two options, is that Rabbeinu Tam was in fact advocating mastery. But let's say you have a person who's simply not within that world. They're not going to be able to achieve that degree of mastery. So for them, what the Drisha is saying in terms of the Lomdus is extremely sophisticated. So then for those Bali Batim, Shinim Lomdim Kim Shalosh Arba Shos, let's pause here just to say one word. Halavai. Okay. Could you imagine? Right. Kiim Shalosh Arba Shos, Lo Yomidu B'Talmud L'Chud. So then it would revert back to which din, presumably? As we set up the Chakira. So if you do the work in advance, right, methodology really helps in terms of laying out the Shitas and even anticipating. So then you'd probably go back to the presentation in Avodah Zarah, that we want people to be involved in all of the Chadrei Torah, not to be Mazniach. You wouldn't have 3 Parshios in your Tefillin. You wouldn't have 3 Minim in your Dalad Minim, right? So, okay. So that's the presentation of the Drisha, who really did see Rabbeinu Tam as speaking towards the more ambitious side. As we were wont to interpret him, we wouldn't want to sell Rabbeinu Tam short. So that's a kind of a two-tiered system, if you will. The lexicon that I would use is that the Drisha is allowing for the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Gemara in Kiddushin really to coexist. Okay, now what about the Ritva? The Ritva also, understood that the goal is Vishinantam, the method is Vishilashtam. And he says, I'm unsatisfied with all of these interpretations you find in Rashi. You're dividing up the week. And you find up, you're doing Chazar on Shabbos according to Nimukei Yosef. According to the Bali Atosos in the first day, you're actually dividing up the hours of the day. Then he says, Miu l'chulu perusha yinam chalakim shavim. Right? The truth of the matter is, it's going to be very hard, right? According to Tosos, let's say you die in the middle of the day. Right? So you it was still unequal. So the Ritva says, it can't be that that's the full meaning of this halacha. Ella, so go ahead, Avi. So it sounds like, again, initially it sounds like he's abandoning the sugya. That, it's going to be subjective, we're going to allow people to do what's, most helpful for them. But how can we, I don't want to say be malamid tzchus on the mitzva, but how can we reconceptualize the mitzva in a way that's perfectly consistent with the Gemara? When the Gemara said, lo'olam yishalesh adam, he didn't interpret it to be a din greda. He interpreted it in light of the Gemara Kiddushin. Al tikra vishinantem, ela vishilashtem. Vishilashtem is the method. So once the Gemara is suggesting a method towards mastery, so... Yeah, of course, a person is mechuyev to know Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, but that it should be so exacting down to, Yamav, Urigaav, that the Ritva didn't see, right? He didn't see that as, so kolachad, whatever is going to help a person get mastery. Some people are going to need to, you capitalize, it's like everything in life, you capitalize on your strengths, you overcome your weaknesses, so you're going to invest your time in a way that makes sense towards this particular goal, okay? So, about kolachad ve'achad kifim ashet tzarech umol yoser. Ve'omer Rabbeinu, Yitzri Rachmanu Pirkei, she'ein ze'ela b'tchilas Talmudo shel Adam, but like, let's say in the normal course of affairs, about k'sha Adam omer al Talmudo. Again, every now and again, you'll, review these things. But this is the first makor that we've seen that really privileges you know, Gemara above all. Again, the Rambam made this famous in Siftach Lalach and Shulchan Aruch. There's a Gemara above Metziah, I think it's on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, where it talks about people, you know, Ashrei Misham Alo B'Talmud, and, you know, Mikra being Eina Midah, Mishnah Midah Ve'Eina Midah, and Talmud is, you know, full Midah. So there's probably a presumption that the Ritva is making that B'Tchilas Talmudo Shel Adam, you have to sort of establish what are the basic parameters of Torah. That's really the area that's going to require the greatest investment of time. So Ritva seems to be speaking from the perspective of experience and maybe to some extent logic. The Kesef Mishnah, interestingly, thinks it's Davar Pasha. I'll just show you, you know, the Kesef Mishnah is obviously commenting on the Rambam. But I would apply the same logic for the Ritva as well. If you take a look ahead at the 15th source, he says, Zedav Rapashad, to the Gemara Tzarech Zman Rav. It just takes more time. Masha'ein Tzarech La Mikra La Mishnah, V'ha Som Chena Olam She'ein Mishalshin. Right? That if mastery is the goal, and Vishilashtam is the method, so you're allowed to take certain liberties in terms of, you might spend an hour learning Tanakh every day, or half an hour, as the practice of Yaakov Kamenetsky, learn half an hour of Tanakh every single day. I went through Tanakh, I think I've mentioned to you in the past, 80 times. But mastery of Tanakh didn't require the same investment as mastery of Talmud. Okay, so that is the position that's developed by the Ritva, and again, I think it's heavily influenced by the presentation of the Gemara Kiddushin. The Ran, as I mentioned, Avi, go ahead. This is it happens to be quoted by the Ramah, but... Again, so you give each one, it's just due, kol echad ha-ro'oi lo, with the idea in mind that ro'oi, what do you mean ro'oi? I don't know, is Mikra more important than Mishnah? Is Mishnah more important than Talmud? I don't think so. So kol echad ha-ro'oi lo means relative, subjective to the gavra halomed, what's going to take for him to achieve the level that he wants. Okay. Yeah, so Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes a shita of the Ramah, who puts things in somewhat historical terms. Rama Kosav de lo aminan, good Avi. Begirs the Yankisa? So Rabbeinu Yerucham says, this is only for them. That they could really achieve mastery of, and he says it's the chatchila, right? But he assumes that mastery is the goal, once again, so I'll put him with all the other Rishonim in this regard, right? Mastery is the goal, but we have to concede the fact that generationally speaking, there has been a shift over time. And it's initially, people could divide their time exactly three ways. Maybe that's the explanation of the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Right, the Olam Yishalei Shadim Shnosav Shlish Mikra Shlish Be Mishnah Shlish Be Talmud, that really was going to be sufficient, it really was, but Bizmanenu it's not going to work that way. So what we have to try to do is be a little bit smart about it and to really invest very heavily in terms of our Girsa De Yankasa in Mikra, and then the rest of our lives spend basically learning Bikios, which is Mishnah, and Iyun, which is Talmud, because, you know, halavai, that we were, you know, cognitively speaking on the level of the Doros HaRishonim, but we're not. And so, you know, if we have 10 hours to learn every day, we're going to need 5 hours for breadth and 5 hours for depth, and that's going to be the way that we're going to handle it. You know, we're not going to really have the capacity to do, you know, 3 1/3 hours in Mikra at that stage in our lives. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says, I think it's something of a heavy heart, as a concession, but, you know, as part of reality. Okay. So, once again, the basic chakira that we developed is this is just a din, that a person is mechuyav, just like a person is mechuyav to have dalad minim, a person is mechuyav to have a sukkah with at least 2.5 walls, a person is mechuyav to hear, at least on a daraisa level, you know, 9 sounds of the shofar, pshutu lefana, pshutu achra, and 3 truos. So a person is mechuyav to be mishalesh zman limudo. That's the impression you'd have from the Gemara Avodah Zarah, but when you repackage in the Gemara Kiddushin, a whole bevy of Rishonim seem to have privileged that Gemara as a sugya d'shmaitza, and it seems like that vishilashtem isn't an absolute value, but it's really a method towards vishinantem, towards mastery of Torah, and therefore, once it's about mastery of Torah, litein kol achad v'achad kirailo, you could factor in like the Rabbeinu Yerucham historical factors, you could, you know, talk about, you know, what is our goal really here, the drisha, maybe there are two levels, there are two different dinim, there's the Gemara and Kiddushin for the people who are striving for mastery, there's the Gemara and Avodah Zarah for the people, you know, who are not necessarily going to be striving for that kind of mastery. So now we can see the psak of the Rambam. And the Rambam, characteristically, and his, you know, shita is quoted verbatim by the Mechaber. The Rambam goes in a little bit of a different direction. So the Rambam actually said, you know, both are true, you know, that we have to, tochas bazel bazel, we have to hold of both. And yet he was able to integrate a kind of an evolutionary perspective into the sugya and how this evolves with a person over time. We saw a little bit of an echo of this previously in the Ritva of Alksha Adam Omer al Talmudo, but the Rambam was certainly the first and the one who deserves the credit for this really remarkable formulation. If you haven't seen it at any point in the past, so this is like a moment for you to appreciate how the Rambam thought substantively about the, let's say, the corpus of Talmud Torah and the method for achieving that particular body of knowledge. Okay, so v'chayiv l'shalish etzman l'midaso. Avi, if you don't mind just carrying on. Right. So again, shlish b'torah shebichsav, shlish b'torah shebal peh, and then the Rambam has a very long definition of Talmud, which is very heavily focused on the methodology as well as the goals, right, of trying to sort of penetrate to the depths of Torah. So ketzad. Right. This is okay. Yeah. We'll one day meet the society. The person, the Balabatim in the Rambam's world, you know, they were learning 9 hours a day. Okay. We should all strive to be the Balabatim that the Rambam knew. It's like you have the chess clock there, you know. If I'm reading the, I don't know, say for Yeshayahu, then I'm in the Mikra time. Once I start reading the Malbim, you know, so now I'm in the now I'm in the Mishnah time. Okay, you hit the clock, chess clock. Yeah, right. Got to keep it equal. These Malbims can be very long. The Bravinel, forget about it. Okay, so. So that qualifier at the end is extremely important. I think it's the Rambam's way of controlling and saying, I realize this might not be the case for everybody. Even though you get the impression that he thinks it would work for a majority of people, which is itself, I think, frightening is the only word. But the Rambam says, when do you graduate from the, let's call it the Avodah Zarah definition of Shlish, you know, as a din in its own right, towards the, you know, Gemara and Kiddushin, where it's about mastery, al tikri vishinantim al vishilashtem, but medra amim betchilas tambudo shaladim, al sheyagdil bechachma, Right, that's what sort of the Ritva was quoting, right, when he talks about an Adam being Omid al Talmudo. It's obvious you would know that by heart. Maybe you need to, okay, maybe you don't know all of Shisha Sidri Mishnah by heart and all of the Bikiyas and the Bavli and Yerushalmi, but presumably you know it close to by heart, something like that. Yikra be'itim mizumanim Torah shebichsav. So every now and again, v'divrei ha'shmua, k'dei shelo yishachach davar midivrei dinei Torah, just so that you won't forget it. Again, the Rambam is assuming that you know it all very well, but just, you know, sort of like the Shulchan Aruch writes about in the Hakdama, Rizakara writes about in the Hakdama of the Shulchan Aruch, that, you know, the idea of the Shulchan Aruch as opposed to the Beis Yosef is the Baal Batim should review the Dinim every month or so, just in case you forgot a Sif Katan in Choshen Mishpat. You know, so we have to sort of make up for this expectation gap a little bit here. But the Rambam's perception of what is accessible to the normal person, yes, qualified lefirochav sheish belibo v'yishuv daito, is quite remarkable. But in terms of cataloging the shita, which is the thing that I'm most interested in, the Rambam, I think, clearly held of both dinim. I don't think there's any way of denying that. V'chayov l'shalesh etzman l'midaso. It's an independent chiyov. But then, when mastery becomes something which is on the table because a person is beyond Tchilas Limudo, so then you shift from the world of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah to the world of the Gemara Kiddushin. Dehainu, the Rambam is talking about Bali Batim. The Rambam is talking about Bali Batim. The Rambam didn't think that this din was, it's not like the Drisha who said, oh, you know, we should have two different tracks here. Right? The Rambam's two different tracks are within the world of Baal Umnas. Remember, the Rambam thought that everybody would have a job. Right? The Rambam Perek Gimel, Vilchos Talmud Torah. What does he refer to somebody who says, I'm going to learn Torah and I'm not going to make a parnasa? So the Rambam says, you know, Harezim Mechalos Hashem, Uvazar Satorah, Umechabe Or Hadas, Vigorim Ra La'atzmo, Venotel Chayev Min Ha'olam. Each of which independently sounds pretty bad. All five sound very, it's like very critical, okay? Extinguishing the flame of religion, desecrating God's name, you know, causing yourself to lose your portion in Olam Haba, you know, harming oneself. All of these things are very dramatic expressions. The Rambam assumed that this would be relevant for everybody. And the Rambam clearly has two dinim in his presentation. Chayev, l'shalesh z'man l'midaso, and then the mastery point, where you're going to devote yourself to Talmud, you know, exclusively, and you're going to pay attention to Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, but it's not really Shlish in terms of time, you'll go back, you know, over again on it, Be'itim Mizumanim, Torah Shebechsav, V'Divrei Hashmua, you know, etc. Okay. Now, just in terms of, he said that Pardes is included in you know, the Chomer of Gemara, so Pardes, this is a good source to know in general, the Rambam basically thinks about it as the myth of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hashem. It's basically what's referred to in the Gemara and Chagiga in this metaphysical, passage about Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Rabbi Kiva, and Elisha Ben Avuya, that they went into the Pardes. So Rabbi Kiva Yatza B'Shalom, and there was like a 75% casualty rate. Right, Elisha Ben Avuya was what does it say? Kitzetz Benetios, right? That he became an apikores. Ben Azai died, okay, and Ben Zoma became deranged. He had like PTSD. So the simple conclusion from the Gemara is that going into the Pardes might not be the best idea. When I say it might not be the best idea, it sounds like it actually should really be restricted. There's Maisim Merkavas, Maisim Bereishis. So anyway, Avi, if you don't mind, just establishing for us what the Rambam defines as Pardes, because that will set up the last piece of our presentation, which will be the, you know, Shar Chachmos. Again, it's Emunah Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Okay. Just named them.
Okay.
Okay, so the Rambam thinks that, you know, mastery of all of Nigla, of Torah, you know, that's accessible to anybody. That's why it's called Davar Katan, Davar Gadol, right? Because it's accessible to Ketanim and to Gedolim. Again, it's a little bit depressing, I have to say, to read through this sense. The Rambam, the Ritva disagreed in terms of how to interpret that Gemara and Sukkah. It's based on Gemara and Sukkah, Dav Kav Chas, which is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mastered Davar Katan, Davar Gadol, Havayu Sabayu Rabba, Maisim Rekava, etc. But the Rambam clearly is making the case that even though he thinks that Pardes is a very important goal, and it's Bichlal Talmud, and it's sort of the telos of all learning, right, and he had already explained, so the Rambam himself is willing to admit, and I think reinforce exactly the lumdus that we had before, is that it's a progression. Right, and that you wouldn't go straight into the Pardes, because going straight into the Pardes didn't work out for Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, it didn't work out for Ben Azai, it didn't work out for Ben Zoma, and it didn't work out for Elisha Ben Avuya. In fact, only worked out for Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam is, I think, reiterating here in this section of Pardes exactly what's the impression you get later on in Sefer Hamad and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Now, I just wanted to point out, I think that there's an interesting makar for the approach of the Rambam in Divrei Chazal. The most direct analog I could find was actually in Masechta Sofrim, not in the Bavli Yerushalmi. So, really interesting passage here. Okay, so Avi, go ahead. Aval Amru. So, all different kinds of beverages. Mayim, Yayin, Konditon. So, which part of this sort of like seems of an echo or an antecedent for the Rambam's formulation? There's something about this presentation, Masechta Sofrim, where he says, of course you need to have all three, Evshal Olam below Mikra Mishnah V'Talmud, but Rami, where's this sort of germ of the idea that the Rambam would later develop? Right, velo shehei doleg b'mikra mishnah v'yavo b'talmud ella almenas sheyomod mikra mishnah v'yavo l'talmud. Let me read that line again. I think it's very important. Aval ashrei adam shamalo b'talmud lo shehei doleg b'mikra mishnah v'yavo l'talmud, but ella almenas, that everything that you learn when you build up that infrastructure, when you're still within that parsha in the Rambam of Chayiv Adam L'Shalesh Zman L'Midaso, when you're holding fast that extremely rigorous schedule of Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, when you're doing that, Al Minas, you're doing that to build up the infrastructure so that one day you can be Mitayo in the Ginos HaPardes, in the Yam HaTalmud, to mix my metaphors. El al menashe yilmod mikro mishnah v'yavo l'talmud. So I think that this is even, maybe, it's implicit in the Rambam. I don't think the Rambam ever would have imagined that a person would stop at Tchilas Talmudo Shel Adam, unless, you know, Rechman and Litzlan, they were, you know, cut down. But Medvar Mamurim b'tchilas Talmudo Shel Adam, aval shigyagdil b'chachma, etc. And you have it all, right? Yifane kol yamav legemara bilvad lefisha rochav sheish belibo v'yishav daito. As long as that is possible. So I think the Masechta Sofrim adds a certain amount of color to the Rambam's perspective. The Hainu, that the two different kufos are now integrated. They're integrated by the Kavanas Halomed, that a person should go in knowing what the goal is. The goal is, Yefshar the base Medrash B'li Chiddush, a person wants to really be able to penetrate as deeply as possible into the world of Limud HaTorah. That's the goal. That a person should want to be creative and original and to explore the depths of all of that. But he realizes that to do that, he needs to have a lot of Kalim. He needs to have all of Tanakh. He needs to have all of the extant rabbinic literature. He needs to have Bavli and Yerushalmi and Mishnah and Tosafta and Bavli and Yerushalmi and Midrashi Halacha, so that he's able to then sort of, you know, reach that place where he's able to swim in the Yam HaTalmud. Al-Minas. Sofrim says, Al-Minas. So that when you're learning everything, you realize that I'm not just picking up. It's not just intrinsically valuable that I'm learning Yirmiyahu or Yeshayahu or Koheles or whatever it is, but that this is going to be applied. And it's a great example of this that I was just talking about. In our shul this past Shabbos, I was presenting the Ramban's essay, Yelachem Shabbason, where the Ramban was able to break and overturn an extant orthodoxy that had reigned forever. So the Ramban was dealing with the idea, with the issue of, is the notion of the mitzvah's essay of Shvisa by Shabbos and Yamim Tovin basically just the essay version of the losase of either losase komalacha or komalacha savoda losase, right? That's the regnant orthodoxy that the Ramban is working with. And then the Ramban says the following two words, viraisi bimichilta. And what set the Ramban off is a very strange line in the Michilta. Does anybody happen to remember it? So the Michilta has this line, is lo amru dvarim ela mishum malacha, dvarim shem mishum shavus, Minayin Talmud Lomar Shabbason. What do you mean? It's a din d'rabbanan. How could it be a din d'oraisa? And let them lead the Ramban to this view that the asay is far more capacious than the los asay. That Shabbason is meant to guarantee the spirit of Shabbos or Yantif. And he goes on to talk about that in very graphic terms. The Shvakim, he talks about if there's an Eruv, you could have the Chamorim, Amusim, and all kinds of different things, and Masan Matan, so that things that are certainly not Malachos, and may not even really qualify as Yisurei Derabanan per se, are still very much against the Torah, on the Mitzvah Saseh side, of Yelacham Shabbasan. So that's what I'm talking about here. The Ramban was able to marshal a Mechilta that, how many people had that Mechilta? So he was able to utilize that to develop an incredible breakthrough that, as I said in Shul, the next 700 years, 750 years to this day, of rabbinic literature on Shabbos is basically trying to figure out the parameters of what does it mean that something is an Uvda Dechol? What does it mean that something is a Zilzul Shabbos? The Ramban is the one who gave us the language to deal with that. Right? Because he explained that it's not just a question of whether something's a malach or even a formalist or derabanan, that there's a character to the day. And so, like, let's say the Malbim has an outer boundary point of view. He's pointing at that. The Malbim happens to have an outer boundary point of view. Only divrei Torah on Shabbos. No divrei chol. Okay. I just want to discuss it. Rosenzweig, he thought that was a bridge too far. But I always say that the Malbim can be used as kind of a lens through which to view Shabbos. Let's say I'm reading a regular book on Shabbos, not Divrei Kedusha. But is it enhancing my sense of Kedusha Shabbos, or am I just saying that I happen to enjoy this? So it's my Oneg Shabbos. I think the Malbim is saying it should enhance your sense of Kedusha Shabbos. And not just be something. There are a lot of things that you could enjoy. But that's part of the way. I think that's exactly the idea. Every Pasuk in Chumash and every Pasuk in Tanakh and every Mechilta and every line in the Gemara. So a person who learns properly with that Almanas of the Masechta Sofrim, that's bridging these two different parts of the Rambam. Number one, Chayiv Adam L'Shalesh Zman L'Midasa. Number two, right, that the Rambam just assumed, of course, everybody would want to be, you know, a master of Torah. So once then you move on to that stage, so then you have to make sure that you didn't forget anything. And I think part of the way that the Rambam thinks about not forgetting anything, because how exactly are you going to swim in the Yama Talmud if you don't have your oars and you don't have your paddles with you? Because you're going to be missing the critical infrastructure that's necessary for Eapshu the base Medrash B'li Chiddush. Okay, now the Ramah, you know, anticlimactic after presenting the Rambam, which is quoting word for word, you know, by the Mechaber, the Ramah says, V'yeshomim shebet Talmud Bavli, who balal b'mikra b'mishnah b'gemara adam yotzi yedei chovaso b'shvil hakol. So the Rama seems to, if not paskin like, but certainly, you know, give credence to the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which is a very different perspective. And you don't get that two-tiered perspective. You don't get the marshaling of mikra and mishnah. It's already been processed and prepackaged for you, you know, by the Talmud Bavli. The Aruch HaShulchan, who's more or less in that kibun, it always struck me though that he added a line that let's say places him somewhere between the Rama and the Mechaber. The Mechaber is just the Rambam in this case, in terms of his orientation. Okay, so Avi, go ahead. Rabbeinu Tam Kasav. And again, we don't say die b'talmud bavli bilvad in the sense of like, okay, we don't really care. But that the Talmud Bavli already processed for you those elements of Mikra and those elements of Mishnah that you really need to know. Okay, fine. So that's sort of like the way that we go about it, right? That's sort of the way that our community orients itself. And then he says, Umihu. Avi, why does he have to say this line? You have to be really sharp about this to figure out the Aruch HaShulchan, what he's saying. He's saying, don't misunderstand me when I'm endorsing Rabbeinu Tam, because I have a certain reservation. Rami?
Still an element of splitting your time.
He formulates it though less in terms of splitting his time. Ilan? Yeah, you have to know these things, right? If you would only learn the Bavli, you'd be missing 2/3 of Mikra. You'd be missing almost 2 full Siddharim of Mishnah. Right? So he's saying that up until a point you could go with Rabbeinu Tam. That might actually be a fulfillment of Vishilashtem, because it is Balul, it has all elements, but you can't waive the idea of Mikra and Mishnah as essential. So I think the Aruch HaShulchan is saying something of great significance. Now, what we've said up until now, you know, sets an extremely high bar for all of us. You know, we saw Balabatim for the Drisha who are learning 3 and 4 hours a day. We saw Balabatim for the Rambam who are learning 9 hours a day. We can all, you know, wonder for ourselves. You know, Lochadoros, you know, Harishonim, Doruch Sachronim. So what about, you know, other Chachmos? So I think that there are, you know, multiple perspectives here. The Rama took this opportunity to weigh in on this question, because it sounds like, you know, Chayiv Adam L'Shalesh, you know, you're literally counting the, you know, not just Shnosav and Chodshav and Shavuav, but, you know, Yamav Urigov, to quote from the Meiri. So Rama took this opportunity to talk about you know, learning Shar Chachmos, Mutar Lomod Be'akrai Shar Chachmos, but he says this famous image, right, based on the Rambam again, Ve'en L'adam L'tayol B'pardes Rak L'achar Shemili Kreso Basar V'ayayin Yisodei HaTorah V'ulei Da'isar V'hatar V'dinei HaMitzvah. So you have to know everything in terms of, let's say, you know, what's Mutar, what's Asar, and then, you know, Be'akrai, you know, Ben Gavra La Gavra, as we like to call it, you know, to pick up, you know, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, and, you know, Euclid, and these kinds of things. And that's the impression you have to do. As a heter, but he doesn't in any way see it, I think, as integrative. I will note in this regard, you know, V'hameven Yavin, that it's not just the Shar Chachmos, but the Shach immediately, you know, comments on, you know, let's say more esoteric areas of Torah. I know we're in a world where it's Elu Ve'elu, it's all created equal, you know, but that I think is a little bit overdone at times. You've heard that from me many times in the past. So the Shach talks about Chachmas Hanistar, or other areas that don't really fall into Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. And what role do they have? And the answer is a limited one, and one that has to be really spaced over time. V'yesha kasva shal lomod kabbalah che ben arbaim shana, right, ben arbaim labina, v'shagam shetzara chedusha, v'tayra, v'zrizas, and akios lezeh, v'rova misparitzim lalos b'chachmazo, kodem azman aray, kumtu below ace, right? There's a tragic outcome. So the point is that it's not just Shar Chachmos, you know, sometimes people have an agenda and they want to attack, you know, math and history, you know, and other areas, and that's fine if you want to be consistent about it, but if you really want to be consistent about it, so a person should also, you know, I don't have to name the other disciplines, but Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud are what a person should be studying, you know, classical halacha, Tanakh, and Gemara. And other areas, esoteric areas of Torah, right, are not part of that curriculum. The Shach says, you know, until a person is already, you know, mile es kreso basar v'yayin, that should be understood. I emphasize that point because I don't think it's understood. But I also want to, you know, give a perspective from the Meiri that I think actually can be helpful in terms of the way that, you know, we're thinking about, you know, our community. The Meiri writes the following: Olam Yashish es Yamav Bilimudo. I mean, it's the same Meiri before who interpreted, you know, the Gemara. I think really he's commenting on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, but it's like very much motivated by the spirit you get from the Gemara in Kiddushin of mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula. Achi Kolol BeYedias Kol HaDvarim, that you want to know everything. So the Meiri writes, Olam Yashish es Yamav Bilimudo. Shlish b'Torah, shlish b'Mishnah, shlish b'Talmud. Ushar minei machgar haru'uyim b'ma shehu lomed. So what's the Meiri saying, which I think really adds a very significant perspective to Shar Chachmos, and I think is really the correct perspective. Shlish b'Torah, shlish b'Mishnah, shlish b'Talmud. Ushar minei machgar haru'uyim b'ma shehu lomed. In a certain sense, it's like a frame shift of the Masach de Sofrim. Eitan?
That Shachachmos are included within the...
To the extent that they are...
Extensions of that?
Exactly. So, Ushar Mine Mechkar Haru Uyin B'ma Shehu Lomed. I might be reading a little bit into the Miri, but I don't think that much. But it's, what's the point? That you can take from these disciplines and be able to sharpen the categories of Torah that you're working with, right? A person who develops a great skill, let's say, in reading poetry, and then is able to take that, you know, into Sefer Tehillim. It's a very hard Sefer to learn properly. I've been learning Tehillim a lot over the last, since the pandemic started, and this more day. It's very, very hard Sefer. Poetry is very hard. So, you know, if you develop a skill in terms of poetry, right, and then you can bring that to bear in terms of the qualitative aspects of your Limud HaTorah, so that's very, very, very important. The person knows a lot about number theory, right? That's going to help them understand Masach Tekinim, which is a lot about different kinds of number theory. V'chulei. Okay, so the idea is not to look at these things as intrinsically significant, unless, again, for the Rambam, they're essential for Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, which I think is a different perspective. But Shar Minei Mechkar Haru'uyin B'mashehu Lomed, because they're going to enhance your Limud HaTorah. And I think that's a very important perspective. If you know something, let's say, about history, even leaving aside the Chasam Sofer, you know, that it's an intrinsic value. A person who has an understanding, let's say, of history is going to be able to appreciate, let's say, certain sugyos in Shas about whether it's a mitzvah to have a melech or it isn't a mitzvah to have a melech. Like the Nitziv has a comment there. Anybody who happens to remember the Haimek Davar Shita about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the other Tanoim and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Noroi. There's a huge machlokas Tanoim on Sanhedrin, Chaf Amud Beis, and the Nitziv brings a fascinating historical perspective to paskin the machlokas. Anybody remember his Shita? He says it depends on the political structure of the society. He says there are societies where without a king, it's a, you know, Sfina below Kibernet, it's a ship without a captain. And there are other societies, that they're not going to be able to deal with an authoritarian. Somebody tells them to put on a mask, they'll go crazy. You know, it's like asking them to give their liver. In Eastern cultures, if you tell people to follow the rules, so, you know, they say, you know, give me more. If you tell the people in Western societies, you know, follow the rules, their response, first of all, what are rules? And second of all, who are you? So the Nitziv says, that sugya depends on the organizational structure of a society. Clearly brought a chachma sa'olam to bear on how you understand a particular sugya. So again, that was the way that Professor Tversky formulated the Rav's approach, which is absolutely true to the Rav's approach, that everything was filtered through the lens of Torah, and to the extent that things were helpful in shaping chachma bagayim tamein, Torah Bagayim Al Tamein, so the things that were helpful in terms of developing formulations and clarifying categories, those things were very valuable. Sometimes as points of, you know, contrast to say this is not something that we subscribe to, can also be very helpful. So the Me'iri is taking the perspective, not just like in terms of a heter of the Ramah, you know, Mikol Makom Mutar Lomod Be'akrai B'Shar Chachmas, you almost get the sense of like out of intellectual curiosity, but the Me'iri is saying for the sake of sharpening one's Limud HaTorah. Again, this everybody accepts this on some basic level. Imagine if somebody doesn't know how to count, you know, let's say you had a person who literally didn't know how to count. So then it would be possible for them to learn. You know, what does the Karban Chatas require? You know, Matnas Etzba on the Dalad Karnos HaMizbeach. If you don't know how to get 1, 2, 3, 4, so you can't learn Seder Kodshim. So there are higher levels of that, you know, analogy as well. And so on and so forth. So again, you know, the basic mahalik that we tried to develop today is that there appear to be two different presentations in the Bavli about the din of le'olam yishalesh adam. One of them seems like a din greda, that it is a din within Hilchos Talmud Torah to split your time between the Chadre Torah of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, probably the most important Gemara in all of Shas, that tells us how we're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Bishinat Levenachali Matam Osam as Beneichem. Certainly more significant than Vayidaber Moshe as Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchos Pesach Pesach, certainly more pervasive than the Olam Yashem Adem Parshiyosi Matibor Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. This would be the way to govern one's life. And then we had a different presentation, the Gemara Masech the Kiddushin, where it's Al Tikri Vishinantem Ella Vishilashtem, the path towards Shinon mastery, right? Ilan was referencing She Divritor Mechudad and Vificha. The method to get there is Vishilashtem. So what we saw is that there are a group of Rishonim that are focused on, let's say, the idea of a very rigid interpretation of dividing your time into thirds. Right, whether we're going to do that by the week, like Rashi, with Nimuka Yosef using Shabbos as Chazara, or the first day in the Balei Tosfos, we're going to divide each day by the hours, etc., which is like a very rigid interpretation. And then there's a whole different school of thought within the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran, the Ritva, The Meiri, it says, no, it's really about mastery, and therefore there's going to be certain flexibility built into the system. I thought the Rambam really classically, almost predictably, integrated both dinim, but said they're for different kufos in a person's career in Talmud Torah. There is a chiyav, a chayiv l'shalish esman l'midaso, shlish b'torah shebichsav, shlish b'torah shebatav, shlish yavin v'yaskel v'chulei v'chulei. And then, right, once a person is beyond Tchilas Talmud Shel Adam and he knows all there is to know on a factual level, if I'm taking a liberty, I apologize, but I think it's very clear, from Masechta Sofrim, so then that Almanas, then you take all of the factual information that you gathered, Hein Lanyan Mikra, Hein Lanyan Mishnah, right, and you bring it to bear on your Talmud, on your capacity to develop Chidushei Torah, gave you an example of Ra'isi b'Mechilta for the Ramban on Yielachem Shabbason. What about Shar Chachmos? So the Ramah has a limited heter. It's a heter be'akrai. And La'achar Shenismali Kreso Basar Vayayin. The Shach says, Logara Shar Chachmos from Chachmas HaKabbalah, right? The person also has to hold himself to the standard of Nismale Kreso Basar Vayayin. And that itself, I think, is a very important perspective. And it's a little bit less popular today. There's all the more reason to state it, And then the Beis HaBechira, the Meiri, I think provides us with a little bit of a different impression. It's not just the heter, but to the extent that a person is so minded, not everybody is so minded, but to the extent that a person is so minded, right, char mine mecher haru'uyin b'mashehu lomed, right, because there's the opportunity to enhance one's learning, to sharpen the categories and the formulations in light of what one can garner from chachmas ha'olam, and then bring that to bear in terms of what it is that one is learning. So again, this is, I think, as we prepare for Zman Matan Torah Seinu, an extremely important, in my judgment, maybe even, I say humbly, but the most important Gemara in terms of governing the methods through which we perform the mitzvah, which is Keneged Kulam.